More than 10,000 people have signed an online petition calling for Year 12 exams in the ATAR to be scrapped this year because of coronavirus. One of those who's signed this petition, I believe, is Michelle Carney, the principal of Bayview College. She's also written a letter to local member and federal education minister Dan Tehan. Why do you want ATAR and VCE stuff scrapped this year for senior students?
Well, I think it's inherently an inequitable system anyway, but this year in particular, we're about to go into term two, probably for most of the term, teaching our students remotely, trying to get through a prescribed curriculum and assessment regime, using techniques as teachers and the students using techniques as learners that we've never explored before. We don't know what pitfalls we're going to find, what challenges, what benefits we might find. And the students are already incredibly stressed, the staff are already incredibly stressed, wondering how they can meet their timelines. And the system, I just don't think assessments, formal exam assessments, are tenable this year. They're just not, we don't know what we're doing, basically.
The results are a comparison of student to student. So in that sense, all students are in the same boat. So does that not mean, to some extent, the results would be valid, or because of the vagaries of online learning, you don't believe so?
Well, they're not valid because we have students in this school community in the southwest Victoria, more broadly, that don't have internet access at home. So how are they going to access their remote learning? Or their internet is intermittent. We've got students in this community who already struggle to remain engaged with school because of the pressures of work and family life. Without the daily contact with their classmates and with the teachers, how are they going to remain engaged? Mm. So the system is not fair. You can't compare student to student because the experience will not be the same.
What's the alternative, Michelle?
Trusting the professionals who teach the students, who know the students really well, that we will deliver rigorous assessments that we can verify and authenticate as the students. Maybe the universities who still use the ATAR as a basis for selection, developing their own selection process. The latest details are only 26% of universities across Australia and their courses use ATAR only as a selection criteria. So already it's no longer being used for that purpose across most courses. So there must be other ways that students can be able to demonstrate their knowledge, their learning, to get into the courses that they wish to get into.
So you're confident most of the universities would be untroubled by the scrapping of ATAR?
Oh, I think they'd be troubled. We're all troubled at this time. We don't know where we're heading as educators. We don't know what's going to happen to our communities. But I think there are ways around it.
Do you know what the students want? Have you heard directly from your cohort of students?
My students are particularly concerned that they won't be able to complete the work to the best of their ability, especially in subjects where there is a practical component, like chemistry, where there are experiments. The students doing product design technology are doing all their theory for the next few weeks, not being able to do their practical woodwork and textiles and artwork. The music and drama students who have to work in groups, they can't come together as groups because of the restrictions that are in place. So the students are particularly stressed.
Michelle, can I just ask, at the very start of our conversation, I said more than 10,000 people have signed that online petition. Do you know, or do you have an idea within teachers that you're communicating with, whether within your own school or across the district, how popular this is as an idea within the profession itself? Do you get a sense of that?
I think some people think no matter what we do, the government's not going to change how we run Year 12 assessments in a curriculum. However, there is certainly a growing groundswell of support. I know a number of members of my own staff have signed that petition as well.
So now it's just a bit of a wait and see as this see if it gathers a bit of momentum, what the response is from education ministers, both state and federal. And from there, I guess you're left to work out how best to progress with the year for those senior students.
Well, we're confident we have mechanisms in place to support them. But as I said, we don't know what we don't know. We trialled all our systems last week. We all ran trial classes with our students in the last week of term. But that was a trial class. Once it becomes real and we've got to assess our students online, we've got to be able to authenticate their work online, We've got to deal with their emotional response to the work that we're doing online. We don't know what's going to transpire. And the GAT is scheduled for June. So the GAT has to go, the General Achievement Test has to go in June. And we need, as the letter to Dan Tien says, we need direction before the students return in the middle of April, is my feeling.
Mm.